A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, number 19. Every ascent in thought to some forbidden desire, that is, every submission to self-indulgence, is a sin for a monk. For first the thought begins to darken the intellect through the passible aspect of the soul, and then the soul submits to the pleasure, not holding out in the fight. That is what is called ascent, which, as has been said, is a sin. When ascent persists, it stimulates the passion in question. Then little by little, it leads to actual committing of the sin. That is why the prophet calls blessed those who dash the children of Babylon against the stones. Psalm 137:9. People with understanding and discretion will know what is meant. St. Theodore the Great describes the trigger mechanism leading to sin. The beginning is the ascent to the thought, which is connected with the offer to satisfy the sinful desire. This satisfaction is always associated with a certain pleasant pleasure. It is brought on, for example, by the thought of a possible way to take revenge on the one who harmed us. This permission stimulates the imagination and fantasy, awakens the passion dormant in the heart. One could say that these movements create a strong pressure in the heart, which is tamed only with great difficulty. In such state, even the smallest provocation is enough to commit a sinful act. It is enough to remember the situation when the passion of anger awakens in us. We try to suppress it, but it only takes a slightly crooked look from our neighbor, and even though it is innocent, for a visible outburst of suppressed anger to occur. That is why St. Theodoros looks very strictly at the very act of agreeing to evil thoughts. He compares them to Babylonian children of the psalm, the offspring of the enslavers of the chosen nation. Evil thoughts have the potential to grow into future rulers over the soul, just as the children of Babylon would become rulers over the people of Israel when they reached adulthood. St. Theodoros, intercede for us.